Hello, everyone. Good morning, or evening, or whatever.
Wherever you are in this amazing world.
Yeah. So, I am Dan, and this is Dan. So, we're both Dan. Dan and Dan. D&D.
Except it's that's Dan not and Dan show. Show.
Yeah. Except it's not Dungeons & Dragons. It's
Dan and Dan show.
Anyway. I'm going to be streaming Shades of Doom today. I'm probably going to die a lot of times. I'm going to save quite frequently because I'm going to be playing on the It's a Good Day to Die difficulty, which I have never done before.
Neither have I, at any rate.
So.
And I haven't been playing that game for as long as I can remember.
So, I'm going to be playing the game, and Danny here is going to be reading the chats. And speaking of which, do we have any?
Sir Howard says, the second one of you is echoing a lot.
Oh, so you're echoing. Right, what do we do about that?
Yeah, I hear two versions of you.
Oh, two versions of me?
Yes. It's like making that metallic kind of sound.
Do you hear two versions of me on Discord?
Nope.
Ah, okay.
Just you and the stream.
Oh, so I'm echoing the... Okay.
And I'm not, apparently.
So if I play myself... Guys, I'm really sorry, I don't know what's going on with that. I have an idea. Danny, if you can keep them entertained in the meantime.
I can tell you guys about my experience with the Shades of Doom.
Yeah, that'd be good.
So, I think it was like 2006. I think my family bought the game for me, and I was like, ooh, this is fun.
Oh, sorry, I'm gonna disconnect the encoder real quick and reconnect it. Okay, perfect! Yes! Alright, no more echo. Here we go. Okay, sorry about the technical difficulties here. Hello.
Bitebender and GigaSound both say yo.
There should be no more echo now.
Yeah.
All right, so let's start the game. And then, Danny, if you want to read chat in the meantime, I forgot to run it in English. All right, here we go. And then you can continue talking about your experience with the game as well if you want to.
All right. I love that intro thing.
Yeah, it's really nice. Oh, by the way, is it hearable through the stream?
It should be.
Yeah, this is a really neat intro.
Welcome to Shades of Doom, a GMA game.
Version 1.2. Yeah. It's the one I have chosen.
Select from menu. Play game.
Use the arrow keys to select your experience level. Bring them on, so it's a good day to die.
This is the difficulty we're gonna go for. Oh boy. Let's do it.
Press F1 for help.
Level 1. Bare fists.
And I'm gonna...
All personnel report to biohazard shelters.
Are you routing this through the 3D plugin in Reaper?
I am using OBS to patch different things, and I think OBS had some routing issues, but when I, like, I'm still using OBS to patch stuff, but Matthew coded he vibe coded a little program called Frostcast, which is
amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. And I'm using that now, so there's no...
Door in 1 feet.
Like that. Okay, there's nothing in there.
Door in 0 feet.
Alright.
North.
I'm gonna take a couple steps back, and then I'm gonna run out of the room, because there's gonna be a monster in here, and he's gonna come up pretty quick. Oh, no. Ah, it's clear. That's the first time this room has ever been clear for me. Ever.
It has never been clear for me.
So.
Yeah, so when I played it, I was like, ooh, I like this game. And, like, I was, like, fascinated by the different noises in the learning game sounds.
Yeah.
I need to get that game again.
Knowing my luck, there's going to be one right in this door here.
Door in 1 feet.
Nope. Unfortunately not.
Zero.
Oh, there's one in here! Okay, let's keep going.
In 1 feet. South, 37 feet.
Right.
34 feet.
Get him!
1 feet. 25 feet.
So, I have a strategy going here. And...
west.
There we go. Alright.
You know what we need? Like the original Doom music in the background.
Any more chat?
17.
No, not any other chats. I have the chat reader enabled.
Okay, cool.
For our sake.
South.
How's everyone doing up there?
Come on.
81 feet.
So, what I'm doing, what I'm trying to do anyway...
There is a passage to the left, and...
that's not what I wanted.
59 feet.
I'm trying to get all the monsters to bunch up together.
Feet.
And then I'm gonna throw a grenade at them.
38 feet.
Save
Ooh,
on the ammo.
Clever.
30 feet.
But be careful,
feet.
Those grenades can hit you too.
23 feet.
Yeah. Come on, buddy.
East. 60 feet.
Yep, right this way. Watch the gap.
48 feet.
36 feet. 32. 27
feet. 23
feet.
North.
22
feet.
Yeah?
Oh, hello!
Okay,
Bite Bender says, using audio mods is great. Give me the old low quality sound.
Yeah, fair enough. I actually personally really like these ones.
Or,
oh boy.
Using the audio sound is great. And apparently, the next person she said the quality sounds are lame. But I think they're in the south.
Oh boy. Come on.
Careful, buddy.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So. Unfortunately, seeing as how the security chip is on the other side of that door, I can't exercise my next part of the plan. Very effectively, like as effectively as I wanted to, but that's all right. So. Let me step.
There's a dog.
Yeah. Let me double check this room over here.
Door in 6 feet. Door.
Right. So let me.
Door in 2 feet.
So normally, what I would do in this situation is if I had the security chip, I'd be unlocking this door. And I would be shooting the mutant human on the other side of this door to get access to the elevator room. Then I would open that door that to that room that I have all the monsters trapped in, and I'd lead them into the elevator room and kind of lead them around in circles, and then walk back out so that they're all bunched up behind me, and then backtrack to that room that has the equipment that can hurt you. And then I would get far enough away from it to where it wouldn't do that much damage to me, and I would shoot it when they get close to it so that it would kill all of them. And then I don't have to waste that much ammo, and I don't have to use a grenade. Unfortunately, I don't have the security chip, so I can't really do that. So what I'm going to have to do instead is I'm going to have to go back to that room, let them all out, lead them into this hallway, and then throw a grenade at them. Maybe two grenades.
And Gigasound asks, is Frostcast making the game binaural now?
No, that is the D sound to open AL thing that I have. I have a little thing that does that. I can post that in chat here in a second, but first, it's time to let the animals out of their den. Here we go. Come on. Follow me.
Oh, I think Bite Bender
What?
Bite Bender sent me.
Oh, cool. Thank you. Yes. Right.
And Giggy Sound being a thankful person.
Yes!
Yeah!
Very nice.
Screw you, monsters.
Unfortunately, that means I have had to waste two grenades. And by the way, the reason I didn't use my gun for the dog is because he is so fucking fast. That, like... So, we got all those. All that's left now to do is to backtrack. It's, just some equipment.
Oh.
Security ship taken.
There we go.
West.
And then... this right here, this equipment... if I was to damage it at this range, it would kill me. But if you damage it from... you go across this threshold, and then you go out here.
South.
And then you can aim at it. I'm going to save the game here because I'm going to reload again, but I just want to show this off.
Manual bolt gun, 70%.
I have 70% health because one of the monsters took a chunk out of me as I was running past.
70%.
If I shoot this equipment...
52%.
See, it does some damage, but it doesn't...
load from slot 1, level 1, loaded.
It's not that bad. Like...
west.
So you can survive that. If the monsters are close enough to it when it explodes, they don't survive that.
South.
So the plan was to kind of lead them around. I'm just going back through the passages now because I want to see...
west.
I want to see if there's anything north. I may have missed. I didn't go into all these... rooms that I opened the doors for because I was kind of busy leading all the monsters out of them. And by the way, this may not be so easy for the later levels, like level 2 and onwards, because I've memorized the layout of level 1 to a T. Like, I know where everything is.
The fake VIP says WASP? My homies, ya boy Danjiro.
What's up, my homies? Your boy Danjiro is what he's saying.
I don't know how to pronounce all this. And then he said,
North.
He says, it's your boy.
It's your boy.
West. Opening in floor. In 15 feet. East.
Nothing in here.
What is that?
South.
More equipment?
Yeah.
Door in 3 feet.
I think they took some sounds from Star Trek.
I think so, yeah.
North.
That doesn't sound good.
Bear kiss.
There we go.
What happened there?
I punched the equipment and destroyed it.
Good. As it deserves.
North.
Alright,
east.
Oh man, I love this game. I haven't played in ages. Wonder if I can still buy it somehow at the game.
You can. There's a version 2.0, and I bought 2.0.
West.
But unfortunately, I think like
door in 4 feet.
So GMA Games was bought out by Nathan Tech, right? And he kind of didn't fix the registration servers when he moved everything over for Shades of Doom. So, I can't register with my key anymore. So that's why I'm playing 1.2 because I have a key
door
for that.
In 9 feet south. West.
Technically, I guess I don't own it because I bought the game when 2.0 came out, but I figure it's fine because I did pay for the game already, so.
Yeah, I agree.
So.
Bitebender said, Nathan is the worst thing that happened to GMA. Second to them just dying, which might as well have happened.
Mm.
Yeah, he's good at one thing, and that's maintaining a mud.
No comment. I plead the fifth.
Door in 12 feet north.
You know what I want to do? I want to just, you know, do a little casual destruction here.
North. East.
Whoa!
South.
Lots of bodies over here, but I somehow bypassed them.
In 6 feet.
All right, let's...
West. Med proximity security check. Save and slot. One save.
Using manual 1.2, bolt gun. Right?
Yeah, this is 1.2. Alright, so usually this guy on the other side of the door with the gun takes 3 shots. Since I'm on the max difficulty, he takes 9. So, the minute I open the door, I'm going to immediately start shooting, because he's going to start slowly trying to aim at me. But I think it does slow him down when I start shooting, because the last time I kind of did a test run of this difficulty yesterday, and he didn't shoot at me when I immediately started firing at him, so hopefully that remains the case. Oh, it only takes 8. Okay. Cool.
Semi-automatic bolt gun.
That's not too terrible.
Semi-automatic bolt south. Taken.
That's not too terrible.
Taken. White data wafer. Taken. Elevator in 14 feet.
Not too shabby. Okay. Here's what we're gonna do.
Save and 1. Save.
This level is pretty much complete. I don't know. There might be something on the other side of this elevator. So I guess we're about to see. And with that, we wrap up the first part of the first live stream I've done in several years. As you can see, I'm not very proficient with live streaming. This is not an activity I involve myself with very often, so of course there were some technical difficulties, but we managed to work it out okay. I was more disappointed in the lack of progress that I made in level 1, given the fact I had to use 2 grenades instead of 1 towards the end there. Ideally, you shouldn't have to use any of them, but sometimes you just gotta work with what you have. Generally speaking, using grenades is better than using ammunition in the first level because it's easy to lose all of your ammo within the first 2 levels when you're playing on the It's a Good Day to Die difficulty. Every action you make has to count for something, and every mistake you make is a lot more devastating than it would normally be. The monster's strength and endurance become a lot higher on higher difficulties, and you don't get more ammunition to compensate, so you have to make sure you're not wasting anything. Every bullet counts. That's just a few things you have to keep in mind while playing. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this first part, and please stick around for level 2.